ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
When this year's Garma Festival begins in August, fire will play a central role. The flames will be a symbol of strength and renewal after last year's failed voice referendum. Helping build the stage for this year's festival is Joel Albright, a Ballinder or non-Indigenous man who's taking over the role of festival director, and he joins me now. Welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Patricia. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. For those who don't know who you are, I want to start with some of what's on your resume, your CV. You were most recently the festival director of the Parkes Elvis Festival. You've directed music festivals, BMX championships. You've organised national conferences for chartered accountants. They're very interesting people, aren't they? You've even helped coordinate schoolies on the Gold Coast. What comes to, what brings you to Garma? It's such a different festival.
It surely is. It's quite funny. Back in 2017, I actually, there was a position available at Garma Festival and I had applied for it. At the same time that I also had applied for Elvis Festival, and a couple of other opportunities came up in that time, and I had to withdraw from both of those festivals. And so this full circle of life where I've actually, you know, just in this last year directed the Elvis Festival, and then as I'm doing that, I'm also going through the process of being appointed as the new director here for Garma Festival. So it's been a circle, a full circle of consequences, and it's been great to kind of be able to manage both of those events that over the last 6 years I had originally wanted to. But two decades of running festivals and creating experiences has always been something that's been passionate about. I think since I was 12 years old, I've just loved the environment and the excitement that events bring.
Okay, so during the COVID years, you were supposed to deliver the Alice Springs Masters Games and then it got all cancelled. What have you learnt about that part of the world?
Well, after the Masters Games was postponed, I actually returned to Sydney, and part of, you know, the disruption of events and festivals, I wasn't really a fan of wanting to go into, you know, Zoom webinars and conferences. So I was very curious. And over the years, I also was working with John Moriarty Football, and we brought some children out from Borroloola. And in that particular season, I was very curious, but had no understanding of First Nations topics. So I made the decision in 2020 to go out to Akunchi, which is about 2.5 hours from Alice, and to spend what I thought would be 100 days working in the community and helping one of the foundations out there. And that turned into 2 years of full-time living out there, helping with one of the major projects under Ken Duncan and Ray Martin's philanthropic foundation. And in that time of 2 years, I got to use my skills as a project manager to outwork some of the First Nations priorities. And so in coming back in 2024, when this opportunity came up, it was like a blend of using my skills and my passion for advocating for First Nations. And so I just really felt that even now in my first 100 days here, it's been a great fit.
This is a really usually very political conference. It is really the premier Indigenous conversation place in Australia and has put itself on the political calendar. Does this really mark a big shift for Garma?
Well, I think Garma, since its inception, Garma has always been about two-way dialogue. And, you know, the even words fresh water meeting salt water. We advocate, you know, in the political realms. We advocate in the business realms. And while Garma Festival more and more is playing a political part, and we're not afraid of that because we do want to be involved in those policies and conversations, the overall purpose of Garma is a cultural celebration of Yolngu. And so we love that it's a part, but it also complements a variety and a kaleidoscope of so many more activities that do take place over the four-day festival.
And what does it mean for you? Because obviously, we, as we said, you're Ballinder, you're not an Indigenous person. How does that change the way that the festival gets framed?
Well, as a festival manager, I don't really see it as a race-based conversation. I mean, I'm an administrator and I report to an all-Yolngu board, and I use my skills as a festival manager to outwork the many dynamics of operations, logistics, working with our programming teams and consulting with our Indigenous community in the topics. So for me personally, I'm using my skills as a festival manager to outwork what the overall strategy that is set by our Yolngu board.
Now, tell me about this year's theme. It's fire, strength, renewal. What's that all about?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to probably get my words mixed up here because I'm still learning the cultural language. But in Yolngu culture, the actual theme is Gartha Wuma Wokgu. And that means, you know, Gartha is fire. And in Yolngu culture, fire or Gartha goes so much deeper. And it's part of their storyline, their song. You know, when everyday Australians think of fire, they might think of a bushfire or lighting a candle or sitting around a campfire. But Gartha we're talking about here takes on several meanings. And it's fire that cleanses the land for the next season. You know, it's a lighting of a fire that might bring out animals for food gathering. You know, when a tree is burning, it releases seed that falls to earth, and in due course, it provides shoots of new growth. And this is the fire that we're talking about. When we look at the strength or you know, the word wuma, preparation or wokgu for renewal, is what we're saying is right now with the fire, this cherished fire helps prepare us for a renewal. And in the season that we're going through at Yothu Yindi Foundation with, you know, the new leadership under Jawa Yunupingu as our chairman, and as we are in our 24th year going into our 25th year, we are stepping into a new season. And with that, trying to bring in new elements of leadership, continued development of the next generation. Right now, we're really focusing on, at Yothu Yindi Foundation, education and really helping prepare what does the next 5 years look like. So the theme isn't, I guess, three really cute words. There's a lot of depth to it, and that will be portrayed in the various programming elements this August.
And you've publicly stated you want to double the capacity of GAMA. It's already really big. How's everyone going to fit? And tell me, how long are those food lines going to be?
Exactly. Well, hey, I've got some good news for you. First things first, with the food lines, we are introducing some new concepts and flow. And again, my role as festival manager is to look at some of those intricate details of logistics, operations and flow. The 2030 strategy to double attendance, that's also in light of being mindful of sustainability, of the water supply, the footprint, the waste, even airfares coming in and the amount of planes that can actually get into this remote part of Australia. But we've walked even 2 weeks ago with Jawa and Japari, our board members, and also with some of the other stakeholders in what does it look like with the footprint? Where can we increase? Where can't we increase? And there is an appetite and there is a way in doing it. It won't happen in the first year, and we're going to be doing it very sustainably. But it also goes in line with us, projecting and extending our message. And I think with growth that comes, or with health comes growth. And so that's the direction we're going in.
Thanks so much for joining us, and good luck.
It's very good to speak to you.
Joel Albright is the new Festival Director of GAMA, which is the premier Indigenous festival, which takes place in Northeast Arnhem Land in August this year, with that renewal kind of message.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.